Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Alrighty, we're back. And Joe, we were way out in front of everybody on this whole COVID thing, telling people this, the vax, what they call the vax. And we were absolute right. And now, even tonight, on Fox News, which were prohibited, Laura Ingraham actually said that they were saying, they think now, there's something in common with all of these young male athletes that are having heart attacks on the court or out there. And they found out, listen to this, Joe, the one thing that they all had in common is they'd all taken a vax, Joe.
Yeah, and really? I'm just shocked.
Isn't that something? But now we don't know if that's really the cause of myocarditis, but that's one thing they had all in common. But anyhow, David Martin, he's been...
How few cases, how really rare it was, and all of a sudden it's showing up in all these young athletes, super healthy athletes, and everyone that we've found out about ended up that we're taking the vaccine, and it usually happened within a very short period of time after the vax. So, cause and effect, somebody within 14 days of taking the shot dies of a heart attack when they're 22, 24. I'm sorry, I don't believe in coincidences.
Right. Well,
now, once in a great while, one odd oddity or something, but not, over and over and over and over again.
Well, the ones you hear about is if they happen to people that are very well known, people that like soccer players that are stars or, this case, you just had the nephew of what's his name, the basketball player.
Oh yeah, the son or I thought it was his son actually. I can't think of the name right now, but anyway, they're keeping it quiet. But he
they call him King James. And anyhow, so yeah, so they're this time. It's coming out, but for the most of them, you don't hear about it. But we tell you about it now. Dr. David Martin, he has been doing quite a bit of research on this, and he's got some very interesting things to tell you about this COVID things and about the vaccines, things that you didn't know, and not that we even didn't know. We were aware of some of it, but not all of what he's going to say tonight, so... Take it away there.
You don't know that coronavirus as a model of a pathogen was isolated in 1965. Coronavirus was identified in 1965 as one of the first infectious replicatable viral models that could be used to modify a series of other experiences of the human condition. It was isolated once upon a time associated with the common cold. But what's particularly interesting about its isolation in 1965 was that it was immediately identified as a pathogen that could be used and modified for a whole host of reasons. And you heard me correctly. That was 1965. And by the way, these slides are public domain. You're welcome to look at every single reference. Every comment that I made is based on published material. So do make sure that you look at those references. But in 1966, the very first COV coronavirus model was used as a transatlantic biological experiment in human manipulation. And you heard the date. 1966. I hope you're getting the point of what I'm saying. This is not an overnight thing. This is actually something that's been long in the making. A year before I was born, we had the first transatlantic coronavirus data sharing experiment between the United States and the United Kingdom. And in 1967, the year I was born, we did the first human trials on inoculating people with modified coronavirus. Isn't that amazing? 56 years ago, the overnight success of a pathogen that's been 56 years in engineering. And I want that to chill with all of you. Where were we when we actually allowed, in violation of biological and chemical weapons treaties, where were we as a human civilization, when we thought it was an acceptable thing to do, to take a pathogen for the United States and infect the world with it? Where was that conversation? And what should have been that conversation in 1967? That conversation wasn't had. Ironically, the common cold was turned into a chimera in the 1970s. And in 1975, 1976, and 1977, we started figuring out how to modify coronavirus by putting it into different animals, pigs and dogs. And not surprisingly, by the time we got to 1990, we found out that coronavirus as a infectious agent was an industrial problem for two primary industries, the industries of dogs and pigs. Dog breeders and pigs found that coronavirus created gastrointestinal problems, and that became the basis for Pfizer's first spike protein vaccine patent filed, are you ready for this, in 1990. Did you hear what I just said? 1990. Operation Warp Speed? I'm sorry. Where's the warp and the speed? Pfizer, 1990, the very first spike protein vaccine for coronavirus. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't it fascinating that we were told that, well, the spike protein is a new thing. We just found out that that's the problem. No. As a matter of fact, we didn't just find out it was not just now the problem. We found that out in 1990 and filed the first patents on vaccines in 1990 for the spike protein of coronavirus. And who would have thought? Pfizer. Clearly the innocent organization that does nothing but promote human health. Clearly Pfizer. The organization that has not bought the votes in this chamber and in every chamber of every government around the world. Not that Pfizer. Certainly, they wouldn't have had anything to do with this. But, oh, yes, they did. And in 1990, they found out that there was a problem with vaccines. They didn't work. You know why they didn't work? It turns out that coronavirus is a very malleable model. It transforms and it changes and it mutates over time. As a matter of fact, every publication on vaccines for coronavirus from 1990 until 2018, every single publication concluded that coronavirus escapes the vaccine impulse because it modifies and mutates too quickly for vaccines to be effective. And since 1990 to 2018, that is the published science, ladies and gentlemen. That's following the science. Following the science is their own indictment of their own programs that said it doesn't work. And there are thousands of publications to that effect, not a few hundred. And not paid for by pharmaceutical companies. These are publications that are independent scientific research that shows unequivocally, including efforts of the chimera modifications made by Ralph Baerck and the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, all of them show vaccines do not work on coronavirus. That's the science. And that science has never been disputed. But then we had an interesting development in 2002. And this date is most important. Because in 2002, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, patented, and I quote, an infectious replication defective clone of coronavirus. Listen to those words, infectious replication defective. What does that phrase actually mean? For those of you not familiar with language, let me unpack it for you. Infectious replication defective means a weapon. It means something meant to target an individual, but not have collateral damage to other individuals. That's what infectious replication defective means. And that patent was filed in 2002 on work funded by NIAID's Anthony Fauci from 1999 to 2002. And that work, patented at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, mysteriously preceded SARS 1.0 by a year. Dave, are you suggesting that SARS 1.0 wasn't from a wet market in Wuhan? Are you suggesting it might have come from a laboratory in the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill? No, I'm not suggesting it. I'm telling you that's the facts. We engineered SARS. SARS is not a naturally occurring phenomenon. The naturally occurring phenomenon is called the common cold. It's called influenza-like illness. It's called gastroenteritis. That's the naturally occurring coronavirus. SARS is the research developed by humans weaponizing a life system model to actually attack human beings. And they patented it in 2002.
All right, there you go.
I think we ought to play that about once a week. I really do. I'm thinking that every Monday or Tuesday night for, you know, maybe about 3-4 weeks, we ought to play that.
You know, it just shows you how in the media, how the media just sends out so much disinformation. And wow. It's just unbelievable. But
can you send me that link?
Yeah, we can do that. I can maybe do that tomorrow.
And yeah, so, but I'm serious. I think we ought to play that at least once a week because we have so many different people tune in and give them a chance to hear that. That is just overwhelming, and I wish every American in the country could hear that.
We have Pastor Hal here with us now. Go ahead, Pastor Hal.
Yeah, Pastor, I remember you saying these young people were dropping dead with, they got the COVID shots. And some medical person, I don't know if it was a nurse or a doctor, told me that one of the first things that vaccine attacks when it goes into somebody's body is the selenium. It wipes out the selenium in their body. And that's what Dr. Glidden was constantly saying, that if somebody doesn't have enough selenium in it, in their bodies, they could just drop dead no matter how healthy they look. And so you put two and two together, as those COVID shots are wiping out the selenium on contact, there's a strong link right there, and that's all I wanted to say, and then I'll hang up.
Well, there's another clip that's very, very powerful, Joe, it's got to do with this COVID, but it's also got to do with how they're all of a sudden when the money was being poured in, how they started just throwing all kinds of things together, making these cocktails and calling them vaccines. And this is what's happening. People, people are dying. They're getting sick. They're dying. And the Pentagon, our Pentagon is actually the one that's behind all of this. Here, the traitor is from within. The enemy is in the house.
Yeah.
And so,
what is it, Pogo, from the Swamp Critter, the possum in the swamp cartoon? We met the enemy, and he is ourselves.
Yeah, and so that's happening there today. So, not only that, but how we've been talking about Big Pharma, Pharmakia witchcraft. I got a clip that goes into it, and it goes back through Scripture, and it shows you, which we've been talking about now for several years, I've been talking about for decades, but that's why I keep telling people, folks, God gave us the natural herbs, God gave us natural herbal medicine. This is why, when I'm talking about, especially with Wendy Wilson, by the way, folks, Wendy's having just thinking about that, She's having a sale right now. I don't know what her sale is called, but it's 20% off all orders that are $50 or more. But this is why, Joe, we keep talking about using natural herbal medicines. And I've been using her natural herbal medicines for years, and I know you have. And they are, God gave us the herbs. Big Pharma gives us, Pharmakia witchcraft gives us the drugs. So who are you going to trust?
Especially when you just played that clip where they took the common cold and turned it into the SARS, virus. That's got to be, when you say Pharmakia, boy, does that hit home now, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean,
at two headlines One of them is a young singer, Tori Kelly, rushed to Cedars-Sinai Hospital. She collapsed out to dinner, and they discovered what? Severe blood clots in her body, and she's in real serious shape. Has them several places. Well, blood clots were one of the things that the undertakers were finding in people that had the vax. And then the other one was, it was LeBron James' son. And it was Elon Musk that even came out and said, hey, here's this young, healthy athlete. Maybe we need to look at the, see if he had the vaccine. And looked at the article. Nobody, they haven't checked into it yet. But almost every day or every other day, there's a story of some athlete, soccer player, tennis player, singer, somebody having the myocarditis or having a heart attack and dropping dead. And this didn't happen, you know, a couple of years ago. Come on, you and I have been around a long time. We didn't see 20-year-olds, 23-year-olds dying of blood clots and heart attacks all over the place. This is all since the COVID vax.
Well, here's an article right here. Pentagon wanted to test unregistered medicines on African population. The Pentagon planned to use its biolaboratories in Africa to test unregistered medicines on the local population. And you know, and guess who's dropping the dime on them? The chief of Russia's Radiation, Chemical, and Biological Protection, Lieutenant General Igor Kurilov, dropped a dime on the Pentagon's.
You don't think that's Russian disinformation?
No, this article is by Fabio Garcia, okay? But, no, I know enough about, I know we found out where it's coming from. We know that Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and all of them have to report to the Pentagon. We know that Milley and Austin are doing everything they can to destroy our military. I mean, look, Joe, now listen.
We're sure of that, yeah.
What is the purpose of a military, Joe? The purpose of a military is to win wars if it has to go to war, right?
Exactly.
So what are they doing now? They're recruiting transgenders. They want to recruit transgenders.
Well, they're promoting social justice. They're promoting diversity, equity, inclusion, and none of those things have to do with breaking things, destroying enemy ships, planes, killing. In fact, Patton said it very clearly. You don't win a war by dying for your country. You win a war by making somebody else.
The Pentagon just came out and said, if you are transgender, you don't have to worry about being deployed. You don't have to worry about being... Do you know what that means, Joe? That means, come on in.
300 days a year you for your surgeries and work that you don't have to be on duty.
There you go.
300 days out of a year because, you'll be having all these procedures for your transitioning. That leaves about 65 days you could actually be a soldier. Oh, come on.
Well, unbelievable. But this is, again, it's now America. It's now our country that's going around. And thanks to Biden, you know, and this was started back with abomination. This was when he started the purging. But anyhow, I was talking about Wendy Natural Herbs, folks. While I'm thinking about it, it would be a great idea, a really good idea, for you to have some natural herbs on hand. You know, coming with where we're going. Look, you need a good immune system. And again, you can trust in God or you can trust in the drugstores, folks, which are, again, Pharmakia. I'm just going to give you Wendy's phone number. Or just, you can go up on the internet to thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. And I've got probably about everything that she makes, I've got, I've been using for years. They're everything from the kidney, the bladder stuff that they use, the dandelion root tincture for cancer and blood sugar, all of these things here, the calcium formula for the bones, the muscles, and the skin. She's got it. You know, you got the herbal eye wash, visual eye detox mix that concentrates with distilled water for an eye wash detox. All of the stuff that she has some very, very good stuff in there. So here you go. The phone number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Thinking about that, it would be good to get her catalog. You can go up and get her catalog and start trying. Just try with a couple. Well, here's some people in the back that have tried it. This is somebody from Hoopiston, Illinois. Oh, Robert from Hoopiston, Illinois. Your organ cleansing changed my life, and I'm off all prescriptions. That's Robert Shudina. Here's one from, Methuen, Massachusetts. This is Wendy Copeland. You saved my husband from a dreaded virus and avoiding the hospital with your wonderful products. Here's one right from out here from Parma, Ohio, Scott Ambler. Great products. I've been taking them for years and wouldn't use anything else. Here's one, Charles Cloyte from Mountville, PA. All the products I've used are of the high quality, and the deal is they also work. And it's true. Believe me, I've been taking them myself. So 866-229-3663. I would have a catalog, and I would have a stock of natural medicines, especially where it comes to this COVID stuff and that. So there you go, Joe. Anyhow, remember I told you, Joe, earlier we were talking about that the drug cartels have built a bridge, right, from Mexico right across the river there. And I'm looking at a picture of the bridge. I'm looking at this picture. It's a makeshift bridge, but it keeps people high and dry. And guess what? Border Patrol knows it's here, and they allow it. Cartel builds bridge from Mexico to U.S. with permission from the Biden regime.
Regime, yeah. Sure, that's, it wasn't Texas, I guarantee you that.
Right. Well, I'm looking at it. Ben Berquim, host of the Law and Border on Real America's Voice, was at the southern border in Yuma, Arizona, report on the invasion of illegals, drugs supplied by the cartel. I'm looking at this bridge right here. It's this bridge built across, and the Border Patrol, they just set back. The Biden regime says, let as many come in. We believe we can get them to vote for the communists. They don't have to be citizens. They don't have to be registered. And they can vote as many times as they want, because that's the way we Democrats do things here. So there you go. So the cartel built a bridge from Mexico to U.S. so illegals don't have to get their feet wet walking across the river. Border Patrol Secretary Mayorkas and Joe Biden are allowing it here in Yuma, Arizona. Berquam said, the Border Patrol knows it's here, and they allow it. They fly over this every single day in the helicopter. They let it stay, and they let people keep coming in. There you go. So much for, we got to get him out of there, Joe.
We definitely have to get rid of him. I'm looking, remember, he... his administration, they keep bragging about how the border crossing, you know, the illegals are down. Well, folks have to remember what they've done. They've set up a new system. And, you know, when Title 42 ended, they set up a whole new system where they can apply for a special visa. And all they have to do is get on their smartphones. And they have this CBP-1, and basically they can make appointments at our ports of entry, and then when they get there, they just walk across and come in. And the Troy Miller, the commissioner there, said, by utilizing innovative technologies like CBP-1, we are improving the delivery of our Homeland Security mission, providing for safe and efficient processes at ports of entry. So instead of having to forge the river, come in illegally, if they can use this new procedure, and what they're doing is they have a lottery. And the lottery, they're letting in 1,450 people a day. Now, I was looking into this. I thought, boy, that's, you know, a lot of people. That's way over 500,000 a year. But I noticed something, Pastor Ernie, it said at the ports of entry. In other words, ports is a plural word, right?
Yeah.
If there was one port and they let 1,450 people in. But I went and did a little research and found out that there are 50 ports of entry on the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, 50, and I looked it up. There are two places, I validated two places. There are 50 places where you can legally cross the Mexico-U.S. border, and there's a website, and you can look at all the different names in Spanish. And they even tell you the ones that are not working, the proposed new ones that are being built, blah, blah, blah. But right now there are 50 open. Well, are they letting 1,450 people come in through each port of entry? Because it said ports, plural, of entry. I find that fascinating. I'm going to try and look into it more. But we're having, even if there were just one port, that 600, you know, 1,000 people a year coming in without any checks. All they do is fill out a form online, come in, they put them in a bus, ship them off. No investigation, no check, just whatever they put down. And going right along with that, headline from World News Daily, terror suspects found at border explode 900% under Biden. From Just the News confirms that 140 individuals on the terror screening list have been caught taking advantage of the open border. There were only 16 in the last year of Trump's presidency that were caught. And this year so far, 140. Now, that's only those that have been caught. We know that there are now, what, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of gotaways. I think the figure is somewhere around 850,000 that they figure have come in that they haven't been able to catch or anything. And, gee, if we've caught 140 people on the terror list, how many people in that 850,000 got through without our knowing? Boy, I'll tell you what, it's getting scary. It's getting people, everybody just kind of goes ho-hum and yawns. But we've talked about how Chinese, the young Chinese...
Joe, don't you understand, Joe?
...across the border.
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, if it's planned, Joe, it's all right. They're telling you this. It's planned. Don't worry. Joe Obama is allowing this. So it's planned. Therefore, if it's planned...
Oh, then it's all right. It's been approved by the government, right?
It's all right now. When you want to know how many...
I feel better.
If you want to know how many pro-communist, anti-American, anti-freedom insurgents there are, Joe, find out how many Democrats are in this country, and you know how many enemies of freedom are in the country, Joe. All you have to
That's
do is
true.
Find out how many Democrats, then you'll know how many enemies of freedom are in the country. And so we're going to open the phone lines, are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Phone lines are open, and we'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Gretchen with the Education Fund of Right to Life Action Coalition of Ohio. A yes vote on Issue 1 protects Ohio's Constitution from being shredded by special interests. A yes vote on 1 raises the bar to amend Ohio's Constitution from a weak, simple majority of 50% plus 1 to a strong majority of 60%. A yes on 1 requires signatures from voters in all 88 counties instead of just 44. Voters in all 88 counties will then determine if proposed amendments appear on the ballot. The League of Women Voters Ohio and the Ohio Democrat Party oppose Issue 1 and yet require a 60% vote to amend their constitutions. Why is Ohio's constitution held to a lower standard than theirs? A yes vote on Issue 1 ensures fairness and protects Ohio's constitution.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Vicky Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege. Woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. Now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
All right, we're back, and let's go out to Mary in New Jersey. Hey, Mary, you're in the air.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I just have a question about the word everlasting. You were talking about a covenant, but I'm just thinking about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the everlasting gospel. And like in the Bible, it says, heaven and earth may pass, but his word will always be. That's everlasting. That's one word.
Absolutely, absolutely. But how have they violated that? Because he was referring to, you have violated my covenant, you have broken it. How have they broken that everlasting covenant?
They try.
Well,
they never stop.
All the New Age Bible perversions, huh? All the perversions of the Bible trying to change the Word of God, huh?
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the King James.
All right. You sound like a very intelligent lady.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Very intelligent man. Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, how's things in New Jersey?
Oh, okay, fine. When I that chapter 4 in Revelation, I have a whole story. I don't know if it's I'm the only one. I've told a couple of people, but it just sounds like the four beasts and the faces, and it just sounds like, because Christ is the second Adam, and it reminds me of Genesis, the first Adam, with the animals and the angels, and it, when I take the initial, like you go around and you see eagle, which is an E, and then you see the lion, which is an L, and the O, which is an ox, that's L-O, and there's a man standing there. It's a him, not a her. So it sounds like it's saying Elohim, like in the beginning, let us go down and make man in our image. Christ is the second Adam. And it just, I see the whole story.
Well, very good. Thank you very much for that. Okay. God bless you, and thanks for calling. I got to move on. Let's go to Pennsylvania. We have Bruce. Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, good evening. I wanted to bring up about actually two movies that kind of are, I don't know if you ever see Copland back in 1997?
I can't remember. Copland,
well,
you call it?
Ever see, yeah, well, Copland with Stallone and about the it was a town of in Garrison, New Jersey. It was these cops that were like running everything, remember? And he's a sheriff who couldn't become a cop because he had some disability from, well, it's a long story, but I don't know if Pastor Joe ever saw it. But the reason why I'm mentioning these, that was 97, and then I just saw this last week, actually, because I was over a family member's house, and I haven't had TV for 13 years, but anyway, I don't want it. But the another one called Edge of Darkness with Mel Gibson in 2010. So it's funny. One was 13 years ago, and then 13 years before that was Copland, which is kind of ironic. But did you see Edge of Darkness with Mel Gibson ever?
Tell me what it was. Is that about the CIA?
His daughter dies in the beginning. His daughter, remember? He's an agent. He's some kind of government agent. I forget and what kind. But his daughter passes away, and he finds out that she was involved with a company that was making like nuclear weapons illegally or whatever. Well, the point is that both of these movies show people in the movie right to the end having to die, and or not die. Well, he did because he got poisoned. I would recommend seeing both of them, but that Edge of Darkness, I just saw it last week. It's really great. That Mel Gibson, he's incredible. I think he should be president. That's what I think. I'd like to have him as president myself, but anyway, or at least somewhere up there. The guy's incredible, but the point I'm trying to make is in both these movies, right to the end, these people had to go after the evil. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the first one, Stallone goes, you know, into the town, right in Garrison, and takes care of business. Of course, Figgy comes and helps him with, it was Ray Liotta, Ray Liotta died. But he goes and kills these guys right out because they were evil, right? And the same thing with Mel Gibson. And it was really great. Him and this other guy was supposed to be against them. They take out these basically six guys. And that really reminded me. The other one was these cops in the town of Garrison that were running everything.
I think I'm getting your point. So your point you're trying to make is our government should be legitimate. We should go after these people that are corrupt, the crooks in the government, which...
Well, the scope of this is so much bigger now with this problem in reality, because you're talking about a town in Garrison, right? The one thing, you know, was a group of cops or whatever in Garrison, you know, and the other one, it's this company, I think it's something called something more, and he, you know, they're running things like that kind of reminds me kind of like Pfizer and Moderna, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Anything to cover stuff up, right?
Right.
What I'm saying is, like, in our country, it's like, you know, you got to go after the evil, and of course, Stallone doesn't die in the first one. He ends up taking him out, and he gets shot, though, how do you do this if you don't go after the evil ones?
You have to go after the evil. You're absolutely right, and this is where people keep saying, we keep having hearings after hearings after hearings, but why is it? Why is it Merrick Garland going to jail? Why is it Christopher Wray going to jail? Why aren't Biden, you know, why aren't these people, they're breaking? Look at Hunter Biden. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I know what you're saying, but I got to move on, but thanks for calling. All right, let's go to, well, we'll have Clifford. Hey, Cliff.
Yeah, the story about Bronny James, that is LeBron James' son.
Oh, is it? Is his son?
Yeah, okay. It is. And he's considered one of the top 20, 25 high school basketball players in the country. He was recruited by Ohio State. He saw an Ohio State football game, and the whole stadium was trying to get him to come to Ohio State. Duke really went after him, and he just recently picked USC. And they were saying that with the imaging that college athletes get and his Twitter following, he could make several million dollars this coming year as a high school athlete because of his notoriety. So it is a shame. I mean, the guy's a great player. You know, it's sad to hear this news. But one of the things that from that clip, if you look at Psalm 55, verses 12 to 13, David is saying these horrific people are his equal. And, that's kind of interesting because you do wonder how people that are smart enough to, get through that extensive schooling get so vile. You know what I mean? Intellectually, these people are not stupid.
For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and my acquaintance. The point he's making here, he took sweet counsel together and walked in the house of God in company. So what do you think he's trying to say there?
He's saying that these people that knew better, that they were, it's not like they're stupid. They know better.
He's talking about a specific person. A specific person he's dealing with there. Remember, Jesus had his Judas, but David had Ahithophel. Ahithophel was David's top general. He was his right-hand man. He was his advisor and his top general. And Ahithophel betrayed David to David's own son, turned against him. And so, in other words, he was telling him, look, it wasn't the Philistines out there that I was fighting, that I was up against. It was my own, right here, my own general, my own son. And then he goes on and says, let death seize upon them and let them go down quick unto hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. So David, you could tell he was really, really, he'd been betrayed. He was his, it doesn't affect you when the enemy, your enemy does that, but it's those that are close to you that it hurts the most when you're betrayed by someone close to you. That's what he's the point he's making.
And that idea of an equal, too, I think, shows you that these people aren't necessarily intellectually defective that's not an excuse.
No, Ahithophel was one of David's mighty men. And so, here, yeah, that's right. That's what he's referring to. So, anyhow, that's what's going on there.
Okay. If you look at one more thing, if you look at Psalm 15, verse 4, it says that it's right to condemn the vile man. If you don't do this, this is considered abhorrent in Psalm 15, verse 4. Well, you should condemn the vile man.
Well, you have a number of places there where you'll have that, okay? Also, I think it's in verse... What did you say, verse 15, verse 4? Psalm 15?
Psalm 15, verse 4, yeah. I believe,
In whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord, he that sweareth to his own hurt and challenge. Yeah. A number of places, Proverbs 24, Proverbs 17, and other places in the Bible, it tells you, well, in fact, Romans 13 tells you to give honor to whom it's due, and it's anyone who gives honor to the dishonorable, to them, let the nations curse him. Let the nations curse him. So it's a sin to do that. So anyhow, there's where that's at. But thanks for calling. Looks like we're running out of time. How much time do I have over there? Style? Okay. You know what, Joe, we're going to do... is there any other on the line right now? Okay. Joe, we have about 7 minutes left. And you know, I think what would be a good idea, because we're living in a very, very... Well, the Bible says the days that we're living in is called the times of sorrows or the evil day, and we're seeing things real time. In fact, one of the... I was going to play that one clip, and it talks about there the pharmakia, the witchcraft, and everything that's happening now, real time, just exactly the way the Bible said it was going to happen. But Joe, we know what's happening, but the vast majority of people out there are absolutely clueless. The vast majority of people are out there clueless. And maybe they think, well, it's in the Bible, so therefore it's planned, and therefore it's okay. I don't know. What do you think?
I didn't quite catch the question.
You know, hear what is happening out there today. For those that are biblically literate, they understand. We understand. We see what's happening.
Oh, we know what's coming down, but everybody else is in the dark, and we are trying desperately to wake some people up with the truth.
Right. And so, you know, where those who say things are falling apart, we understand they're falling right into place. Exactly. I mean, it's exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, said it would be. But
right. He said this would all happen, and it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody who's followed Scripture.
Right. But the vast majority of people out there are biblically illiterate. They are clueless. They're walking around. They're la-la landers, la-la landers. And a lot of them, they don't want to know. They'll actually tell you, don't tell me, I don't want to know. Don't tell me, I don't want to know.
No, okay? I hear that a lot. I don't watch the news because it upsets me. I don't want to know what's going on. I want to be in the dark.
So if you ask them, well, are you talking about ignorance and apathy? Is that what you're saying? And they'll answer ignorance and apathy. I don't know about ignorance, and I don't care about apathy. There you go. That's amazing. But anyhow, here's what's
very
happening.
Much.
Okay, reality is we're right on schedule, exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, said it would be. And so folks out there, the reality, the reason, again, I want to tell you, the reason we always wait to the end of the program to tell you this is the last thing we want you to remember before your head hits the pillow, what we're telling you here tonight. And that is this: when you hear one of us give an invitation, we're just the messenger, okay? Listen to me. Whenever, you know, the Bible's a two-edged sword, where it talks about the Word of God being a two-edged sword. It's both the written and the spoken word. The written and the spoken word. It's talking about. Now, here's the idea. The idea is this. Every one of you out there, exactly as God's Word, the Bible says, are you going to die? And then there's the judgment. It doesn't matter what you believe. You can believe anything, like Klaus Schwab and that, believe they can be frozen and their brains are going to be revived and put in a robot. No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Because only the things that God says will happen, he's got a 100% record, right? History. Over 6,000 years of history shows you God got it right every time. And he's got it right this time. Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Harari, all of these people, Joe Biden, they're in for an extremely rude awakening, extremely rude awakening. But But you don't have to be that way. You're going to die. The judgment comes. And many, the vast majority of people are going to end up in hell. But you don't have to. You can avoid that. God made, he gave you a way out. He gave you a way out. And he placed his son upon a cross to do for you what you could never do for yourself. Now, here's what you need to do. You need to repeat after me. I didn't hear that. What was that? You need to repeat after me. Joe, do it for the cadence sake, okay?
All right.
You folks out there listening, repeat this prayer. Now listen, if you really believe that Christ died upon that cross in your place, and you really, really would like to avoid a burning lake of fire, folks, right now, there are people who had wished, oh, how they had wished they had repeated after the preacher when he gave the message. But here's what we're going to do. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Lord God.
Lord God.
I come before you.
I come before you.
As a sinner.
As a sinner.
Lord, according to thy perfect word.
Lord, according to thy perfect word.
I deserve hellfire.
I deserve hellfire.
But Father, you so loved the world.
But Father, you so loved the world.
You placed your son upon that cross.
You placed your son upon that cross.
He took my sins upon him.
He took my sins upon him.
He paid the price required.
He paid the price required.
He died a substitutionary death.
He died a substitutionary death.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be the Lord of my life.
Be the Lord of my life.
Without any reservations, completely and totally.
Without any reservations, completely and totally.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm a new creature.
I'm a new creature.
Born again believer.
A born again believer.
An heir of the kingdom.
An heir of the kingdom.
And I'll be indwelt with the Holy Spirit.
And I'll be indwelt with the Holy Spirit.
Amen and hallelujah.
Amen and hallelujah.
If you prayed that prayer, I'd like to hear from you. We just heard from John who prayed that prayer. Just let us call to let us know. You can call 440-338-1367. Well, Joe, we're at that time we get to it at every night at this time where we say good night.
Good night.
And we say God bless.
God bless.
And we say always, always, always. Keep fighting.
Fighting.
The
fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like,
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.